Doug, this is hitting on Stephen Norris. Stephen, Stephen. I'm sorry, Steven. Stephen. Steven. Norris, Norris. N as in Nancy. Norris. Norris. Date of birth is 7/1/53. Date of visit is 1/6/23. Please make a copy for Elizabeth Dakila, MD. Dakila is Daquila. Elizabeth Dakila, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Elizabeth, thank you for sending Stephen Norris for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 69-year-old male who has a past history for obstructive sleep apnea. Has previously had a polysomnographic study and has been prescribed a CPAP setup, but is unable to use his CPAP. The patient has been overweight, and he is having daytime sleepiness and fatigue, and would like to use an alternative choice of therapy for his obstructive sleep apnea. period. The patient has also a history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and anxiety with depression. He denied any headaches, and he has had no significant pulmonary issues, but has a history for seasonal allergies and possible reactive airways. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hyperlipidemia and a history of rotator cuff repair on the right, as well as lumbar disc fusion. Has a history of pancreatic insufficiency and hypothyroidism, as well as seasonal allergies. Has depression and anxiety. Next, allergies. No significant drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of prostate cancer. Mother is alive and in good health. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Does not smoke. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Medication list. Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily. Flonase nasal sprays, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Omeprazole 20 milligrams a day. Xanax 0.5 milligrams BID as PRN. And cyclobranzaprine 10 milligrams as needed. Creon capsule with each meal. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and has gained weight. He has no shortness of breath or cough or wheezing. He has no nausea, vomiting, reflux, no diarrhea. Then has chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. He has no urinary frequency or flank pains, but has nighttime awakening. He has hay fever and wheezing. Denies any glaucoma or cataracts. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And denies easy bruising or enlarged glands. He has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Has had some skin rash and itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert. No acute distress. There's no pallor sign of the sicker superficial edema. Blood pressure is 116/60. Pulse is 96. Respirations are 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 195. Saturation 96. Anuria. HENT norms. Phallic pupils reactive. Sclera were clear. Throat was clear. Ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise. No thyroid enlargement. No lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart sensor regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus. And there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2. Mixed hyperlipidemia. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 4 is history of allergic rhinitis. Number 5 is reactive airways disease. Number 6. Anxiety and depression, and number 7 is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray and a complete pulmonary function study. A copy of his recent labs will be requested. The patient will also be considered for implanting Inspire to treat his obstructive sleep apnea. Weight loss was discussed in the avoidance of sedatives, alcohol, and a regular exercise program. The patient will continue with this anti-allergy medications. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. I'm sorry, 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. I'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Copy for Elizabeth Daquila, D-A-Q-U-I-L-A. Thank you.